Welcome to the Vending Technology Watch podcast. This is Elliot Maris, and I'm speaking today with Mike Lawler, the Senior Vice President of Sales at USA Technologies. And we're here once again to talk about the whole topic of interchange fees for credit and debit vending. This, of course, is a very hot item today because of the introduction of the Durbin Amendment, which as of October 1st resulted in an increase in debit card interchange fees, both MasterCard and Visa, two of the major credit card associations, announced that they were raising the regulated cap on small ticket transactions from 22 cents per transaction plus 0.05% under the Durbin Amendment. The whole idea, the whole purpose of the Durbin Amendment was to cap these fees on large ticket transactions, but then on October 1st we learned that these maximums were also going to be applied to small ticket transactions. And ever since then, the vending industry has been wondering, well, doesn't that make credit card vending more expensive? Well, our national association and our players, our partners in cashless vending, have been working with the credit card associations, trying to bring them around to the fact that in order for small ticket transactions to be profitable for merchants, they have to reconsider that. And yesterday we announced that USA Technologies made an announcement that the rates will stay the same for the time being. Mike, am I correct so far?
You are correct, Elliot, yes.
Okay. I guess we ran the release yesterday about the fact that those rates, those pre-October 1st rates for credit and debit card processing are not going to change. But I guess one question a lot of our readers might have is, how long will that be the case?
You know, Elliot, that's a good and fair question. You know, we anticipate, you know, throughout next year into 2012, we will be able to keep those rates in place. So, you know, as we've been telling customers for the foreseeable future into 2012, our rates will stay consistent as they were prior to the Durbin Amendment, which got enacted, as you referred to, on October 1st. So we're trying to give them a sense of stability that rates will not process and that they can continue to expand and go forward with card acceptance as they have been over the last several years.
Okay. And just to be clear, the companies that actually agreed to hold the rates are the two credit card associations, MasterCard and Visa, correct?
Elliot, I'm not sure your question. Can you say it again, please?
Well, it was a matter of getting the two major credit card networks, MasterCard and Visa, not to raise their rates on small ticket transactions. So these are the parties that agreed to come to terms with small ticket transactions.
Well, again, what we have shared with our customers is that our rates to them, to all the different vending companies, large and small, all the different bottlers that we work with, as well as all of our customers outside of vending and other self-serve retail sectors, is that our rates to them will not change.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay,
I just wanted to be very clear about that, that our rates to the merchants, the retailers in the self-serve world, our rates to them will not change.
Okay. And I think a lot of our readers are also going to be interested in knowing USA Technologies is somewhat unique in that you combine the processing charges for the transactions with the card issuer's transaction charges. I don't want to get into too much detail because this gets to be pretty complex, but you combine those charges into one fee, whereas vending operators that are working with other processors will have different fees to pay. What can you say about companies other than USA Technologies? Will they also be getting some of the same kind of good news from the processors that USA Technologies is offering, or is it hard to say?
Well, as far as we know, Elliot, and again, I can only share with you what you know. What we know is that we USA Technologies has really been the only one to solve this problem. So I don't know what other solution providers or those vending companies or bottlers work directly with card processors say, but all indications are is, you know, as kind of the leader in cashless payments to the vending industry, we're the one who's really solved this and brought, you know, stability to the world of card processing, specifically around, you know, debit cards and the vending space. So, you know, as we've talked, the intent was to try to alleviate some of the concern, the angst that's been going about in the industry because they thought that debit cards and the cost to process them in vending with small tickets was skyrocketing. So we wanted to make sure everyone clearly knew that, you know, with respect to USA Tech and our solution, that they were not raising and that they could feel comfortable and rest assured moving forward that, you know, they could continue to expand card acceptance as they have in the past.
Okay. And is it safe to say that your work with the card networks, the card associations, has helped to clarify their commitment to the small ticket arena?
Yeah, we have worked extensively with the card associations, and again, just so we use the same vernacular, the card association refers to as Visa and American Express and Discover and MasterCard. We've been working with all of them for several years. We've done extensive work with Visa, who's very committed to the small ticket, to the vending arena, and they've been very supportive to, you know, to help with these recent challenges.
Okay. And the good news that you've announced is not just for the vending segment of the small ticket merchant business. It's for all the merchants that you deal with, correct?
Yeah, that, Ellie, that is exactly correct. We, you know, we deal in primarily small tickets, but we work in, you know, what we refer to as the unattended or the self-serve retail business, which, you know, vending is probably the largest, but that also includes other areas like the laundry business and the kiosk business and amusement arcades and car wash and auto services and parking and transit transportation. So all of our clients across the board get the benefit of our keeping rates the same with no increases and a sense of stabilization.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then as far as the vending operator community, would you say that, or naturally they were certainly very concerned when this whole Durbin issue arose. Do you feel that the operating community is still in a exploratory mode and an expansion mode with regards to cashless vending despite this issue that's come up?
Well, I think, you know, over the last 2 to 3 years, you know, vending companies, bottlers, large and small, knew that they had to start moving into cashless payments because that's what the consumer preference was migrating towards. Plus, you know, cashless payments, you know, address some real key business challenges that they were dealing with. So the majority of, again, vending companies, bottlers, large and small, had all migrated into cashless and were, I would say, you know, rapidly expanding their base of machines to have card acceptance. And I think the Durbin Amendment did slow that down. It, as you said, it caused some angst and concern. And I think that speaks to itself. If cashless wasn't such a big part of their business as well as a projected big part of the business going forward, it wouldn't have been that big of an issue. So, and that's why we wanted to make sure that, you know, that we clearly communicated to, you know, our current customers, prospective customers, that we solved for this issue and that they can, you know, get back on track with, you know, their growth of card acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm definitely getting the message from you that the other players in the cashless transaction arena, that is the providers, the processors, and the issuers, that they are cognizant of the potential of small ticket transactions in U.S. retail commerce going forward, correct?
Oh, yeah, that the whole small ticket market, which had been predominantly, you know, cash-based and coin-based business in the past, is a huge upside for all those companies, whether it be the card associations, the issuing banks, that they clearly see that this whole small ticket arena has a huge upside for them. I mean, we're talking, you know, billions of dollars of annual commerce that could potentially be migrated from cash and coin over to various forms of electronic payments.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Mike, I think that completes my questions. Were there any other points that you wanted to make at this time?
No. Again, Elliot, you know, you've really have done a nice job in really understanding the complexity of, you know, of you know, card acceptance and payments. And to your point earlier, I mean, that's why, you know, USA Technologies exists is, you know, we take something that's somewhat complex and try to make it very simple in terms of allowing, you know, vending companies, bottlers, and others that are in the unattended retail to start accepting, you know, credit and debit cards in a much more simplistic way than how they've done it in the past in traditional retail. So I appreciate everything you've done to promote, you know, cashless and card acceptance. And again, anything else I can do, just let me know.
Okay, Mike. All right, thank you.